This podcast will contain adult content and adult language. Listener discretion is advised.
You have to use so many cuss words.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
And now, live from the Chili Pepper Podcasting Studios, it's time for The Legal Dispute with Lenny and Paul.
We are back with The Legal Dispute with Lenny and Paul. And Lenny, I have a quick question not related to what we're going to talk about. Why do you think there's always so much candy in here?
A happy Paul makes a happy show.
That was the first funny thing you've said all day.
I say funny things all the time. You just don't let me talk.
We are going to talk about overpaid NFL athletes. Did I say that right, Ons?
Well, I think we're going to talk about the highest paid.
We will highlight. And then whether or not they're worth it or not. So number one on that list.
No, let's go backwards. Can we go backwards?
Well, you have to flip through all 24, dude.
Oh, okay. Well, let's all right.
And Mr. Potato Head's number 10. All right, so
we should go backward, though. He's right.
All right, number 24 on that list is what, Andre?
Odell Beckham Jr., wide receiver, Cleveland Brownies.
What's the number?
He's making a cool 14 mil, straight cash, homie.
Well, I mean, Odell Beckham hasn't been relevant for some time. In fact, he's probably somebody you don't want in your clubhouse or in the locker room. So I would pay him closer to probably $7 million to play for my team if I had him right now.
Yeah, I don't think the last 2 years, two or three seasons, he's been very productive. He was very good in his younger days with the Giants with Eli, but after that, he's gone to Cleveland and, you know, a couple flashes, but he's not worth $14 million a year, which, by the way, I think is why Cleveland's going to get rid of him this year.
Seven games last year.
Yeah.
So if you divide $14 million, but he's making $2 million each Sunday.
He had 319 yards last year. Yeah, and he's made, what is that per
wasn't
yard?
Wasn't he hurt, though? He was hurt. Like, he had the ACL or something.
Yeah, he hurt something midseason or something.
Yeah, like his ego.
And by the way, they started playing much better when he wasn't there.
Ooh, next one on the list. That's a number good one. 23 wide receiver, a guy who I think is now underpaid, Stephon Diggs, wide receiver. Nobody rounds him up like the Buffalo Bills.
14 mil, 200.
Yeah.
He might be close to worth in that.
What? He's absolutely is. Dude, he was the best wide receiver in the league last year. Let's not forget.
He was real good. Yeah, I think that's about right.
He had 1,500 yards receiving, eight touchdowns.
I'd pay Stephon Diggs that money. I think once he's gotten out of Minnesota, I think he's done great things in Buffalo. He's been very positive. He's been great for Josh Allen. I think he's very good.
He's a good locker room guy, yeah, they say.
I would argue that in Minnesota he was underrated. So next.
Okay, Len, you don't think that Stephon Diggs is worth $14 million?
Guys, we got a list of 24 things.
Number 22, here. Offensive tackle, Tampa Bay, Donovan Smith. I believe he's a left tackle. Mm-hmm. Seems overpriced, but I mean, if you're protecting Tom Brady, you better have some good
cash.
What's
the number?
14.5.
That's the going rate.
I think that's about right. If he had a pretty good year, and again, mm-hmm. you're protecting Tom Brady, so
we're a fairly local show here in Denver. So if Garrett Bowles, I believe, is worth $10 million, maybe.
No. Yeah, right now.
So that's,
I think he's $11 million.
So he's actually a bargain then. Next on the left list.
He's a left tackle. He's not a right tackle. Juwan James is the right tackle, and Juwan James is at $13 million. Right tackles always get more than left tackles.
Left tackles always get more than right tackles. Well, and that was maybe John Elway's last big mistake was Juwan James.
Yeah.
Let's face it.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Next on the list, an older player, T.Y. Hilton, wide receiver, Indianapolis Colts.
They put him in the slot most of the year, I believe.
Yeah.
And really he was not effective. I remember him from the time when we played him in the playoffs and we had Peyton Manning. And he destroyed us. We couldn't cover him. And maybe back then he was worth the money, but right now, no.
He hasn't had a quarterback, guys. I mean, it's ooh. So is he overpaid or is he worth the money? Would you take him at that number? No.
He had Phillip Rivers last year.
Yeah. So he hasn't had a quarterback since Luck left. This year now they signed Carson Wentz. You know, if you're the GM at Indianapolis, are you going to let it ride out one more year and see what happens? Yeah, probably, because he was very productive when he had a good quarterback.
Next on the list, another offensive lineman. This is a surprise from New England Patriots, Joe Tooney.
It's a surprise that, in my eyes, because you don't see Belichick paying a lot for
anybody,
for line, especially linemen. I mean, remember when he had that good line and he had the kid from CU and he let him walk because he's just like, I'm not paying an offensive guard making 14 million. That's over 14 million. That's a lot to me.
I agree.
Definitely the top five guard in the league, though, I would say. Easy. Yeah, sure. But next on the list, if you want to talk comparisons, number 19 is Thomas Brady, the GOAT. The GOAT. $15 million a year for Tampa Bay.
Yeah, that's underpaid right there.
He's been underpaid his whole career, let's face it.
Well, he's chose that so he can sign Belichick in the past, can sign players. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tom Brady could get paid $40 million a year and people would say he's underpaid. At this point in his career, he probably would be overpaid at that amount. But
at 15, that seems like such a bargain.
15 is, I mean, you'd be happy as hell with $15 million.
For no kidding. Considering next on the list is another offensive lineman, I am just shocked. Brandon Scherff from Washington.
Yeah, he's fill in the blank good,
football team name.
He's a really good lineman, but a guard making 15, I just have a hard time with that.
Now, this next one is J.J. Watt, who just signed a new contract to be in Arizona.
Mm-hmm. $15 million.
Now,
well, no, it's actually four. So they kind of exaggerated his contract when it was first announced. I was just reading. It's actually closer. It's a little bit above $14 million, $28 million overall. I think they were, his agent had come out and said he signed a $30 million. $15 million a year.
$33 million.
But then when Arizona was like, no, it's $14 million. And it's closer to $28 million over 2 years. So,
don't you guys think JJ Watt's washed up?
No,
washed up.
Yeah, no. Wow. I mean, let's look at his production. I think it's.
I think gone. JJ I think, Watt. I'm disappointed he went to Arizona. I think, you know, and I don't know who was after him, obviously, but I heard that somebody like Green Bay was after him.
He had five sacks last year.
Why wouldn't you go?
He was injured.
He was injured, and he played for the worst defense in the league.
Andre, he's not washed up.
He had four sacks the year before that.
So the last three seasons, he's battled industry. So you have the same comment then of Von Miller. So Von Miller should no longer. You know, the one thing with these defensive ends, and go back and look at DeMarcus Ware.
DeMarcus Ware
fell off in production too.
In Dallas.
Know, which is how he ended up here. And I agree with Leonard. I'm very surprised that J.J. Watt signed with Arizona versus signing with a Green Bay who is truly a
win
contender.
Now. Yeah.
And, you know, he can go out there and spot duty and he can truly help them out. And if you're a team and you're committing to 2 years on that contract, I would do it. If you think that you have a window. Mm. I don't know that Arizona has a window.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
I'm not a fan of their coach. I'm not a fan of, you know, a few things down in Arizona. So
tied at number 15 on our list of NFL highest paid players, a former Bronco close to my heart, Shaq Barrett, who is tied with Bud Dupree, defensive end, two pass rushers, one for Pittsburgh, Bud Dupree, and of course, Shaq Barrett, who's now a free agent.
Dupree might be a little bit overrated. I don't think he had a good year. $15 million. A lot of money for him. Shaq Barrett, I mean, you saw him in the Super Bowl. He was worth $15 million plus in the playoffs. So
I think over the last three seasons, he has the most sacks in the NFL.
It's incredible. He's tearing it up.
Yeah.
Last year, he had 8, and the year before, he had 11 and a half. So
I mean, another John Elway failure right there. Letting that guy.
Yeah, but
come
you
on.
Were loaded.
Come
yeah,
on.
Andre,
you're
you
so
were
soft on Johnny. You are. You're soft.
When's the last time we talked about John Elway?
I'm just saying.
And Bradley Chubb was by far NFL's number one defensive lineman coming out that year. And they said he's a one in a lifetime defensive lineman.
They said that they wouldn't say that today, would they?
No, revisionist history is a beautiful thing.
Go back and look. I think John Elway's made plenty of mistakes. I do not list this as a top 10.
Really? Really?
No.
You would love to have Shaq Barrett here. I would love to have Shaq Barrett here. But at the time,
you had Vaughn and
Bradley Chubb. So you had to make a decision. He had to go. I'm glad he's had success. I'm a big Shaq Barrett fan. I love the guy.
Yeah, I wish
we had him back here. I'd love to have him back here. But it wasn't, there wasn't anybody
at
saying,
that
you know,
time,
get out of here.
At that time, when he made that decision, nobody was sitting up scratching their hair going, this is the worst thing ever. So if you're not doing it then,
he hadn't put up these numbers then.
He had 19 and a half sacks in 2019. That's all I'm saying, guys.
That was his good year. Yeah, I agree.
That was my point.
When has Von Miller ever had 19 and a half sacks?
I don't know. Go on next.
22. Bradley Chubb certainly hasn't. Bradley Chubb's high has been 10. Okay, all right. Moving next.
On. Stop talking about football, Andre. Who's next?
Taylor Lewan, offensive tackle, Tennessee. Chandler Jones, defensive end, Arizona. Quarterback, Alex Smith, $16 million.
They're all making $16 million. I think that out of that list, probably the one that's overpaid is Alex Smith, obviously. A great story, but I wouldn't pay Alex Smith $16 million.
Do you think that's why they said he shouldn't come back? Like when he was coming back, Washington was like, stay home, stay home.
Yeah, I mean,
they didn't want to cause it. The NFL comeback player of the year, and they just had to cut him yesterday.
Yeah, and you know, I've heard chatter that, you know, Denver should pick him up or whatever. Don't even go there. Again, great story. I'm glad he made his comeback, but there's just someone who probably shouldn't be playing football. And I wouldn't pay him anywhere near $16 million.
But why would you? Wait a minute. Hold up. I agree. I wouldn't pay him $16 million. But someone who shouldn't be playing football, why?
Well, I mean, because what he went through, the injury he went through.
He came back this year. He started 5 games. He went 4-1.
That's just my feeling.
Am I okay? So your feeling is that you're trying to protect him from himself?
A little bit, yeah.
What could be the other feeling?
I mean, I would hate to see him go out.
So you're trying to protect him against himself.
Well, you would hate to see any player go out.
Well, I know, but him. But he had it done. It's a prior injury.
But he came back. I think that makes him.
I know. I don't want to see him play.
If he wanted to play, and I were drafting a young quarterback, and I could have him sit behind him, I'd do it in a minute.
I think he's going to Jacksonville anyway.
Do you guys think he was always been underrated ever since he came out of Utah?
No. I think he's just like Kirk Cousins. He wins a lot of games, but he doesn't get you to the playoffs. But he's a smart guy, and he's a good quarterback and manages games well, but he doesn't get you over the top.
We'll call that foreshadowing by Paul Gaudet right there, mentioning Kirk Cousins. Okay, next, number 10, Leonard Williams tied with Chris Jones, both defensive tackles, one in Kansas City, one in New York Giant, both getting just slightly over 16.
I don't think Chris Jones is overpaid. I think that's probably right.
He's a good player.
Maybe even underpaid, and he took a little bit less, I think, to stay with Kansas City. He
took a pay cut.
Leonard Williams is a great DT. I don't think he's had great years, but he might be slightly overpaid right now for what his production is. But
he's going to be let go.
Yeah.
This next one is, you guys clue me in, Matt Judon, defensive end, Baltimore.
He's a good defensive end. He shouldn't be making $16 million. No. He shouldn't be making more than Chris Jones, I'll tell you that.
Right.
I mean, he's almost making 17, yeah. Yeah.
Speaking, I think he had one good year, then he signed a contract, and now he's... Yeah. It's a problem.
It's good to be big and just athletic, I guess. Next on...
Speaking of big and athletic.
Yeah, maybe the ultimate big and athletic guy ever to grace the NFL, Aaron Donald, defensive tackle, the Rammies.
He is the best defensive player in my view in the league. Watching him play, you can't block him by one person. And he is the highest paid on this list, highest paid defensive player, well-deserved. That guy's a beast.
Yep.
And probably one of the best defensive linemen that I've ever seen play the game.
He affects every single play. You can't say he doesn't.
He's a monster.
If you watched the NFL, what is the training?
Hard Knocks.
And watch his workout and just the way he's built and his speed and power.
It's crazy.
It's
so crazy.
It's ridiculous.
Speaking of Hard Knocks, what do you guys feel about Denver being the destination for next year? It's basically between us and Dallas. I call it the Hard Knocks jinx.
I think they'll jinx us, but it wouldn't be bad to see it.
We're kind of already jinxed. It's not like we're winning one.
Shut up, Hodge.
Hodgey. That's a former Denver Bronco junior cheerleader talking right there. So whatever that makes. Okay. Yeah. All right. Number 7, tapping in at $17.5 million, Ryan Tannehill, starting quarterback, Tennessee Titans.
I don't know. I mean, over the last 2 years, can you argue with the results? I mean...
I think I was surprised that $17 million.
18. He's gotten him to the AFC Championship game 2 years ago. Last year, second round of the playoffs.
$17 million does not seem too much for Ryan.
Right.
I don't know, guys. I don't know. When you look at his stats,
look at him in Tennessee. Don't look at them in Miami.
Last year in 2019, he had Just 2,700 yards passing.
Wait, but look at
they're not asking him to throw the ball.
Look at what you got to look at is his record: 7-3 last year, or the in 2019, and 11-5 in 2020. And last year, I think he was hurt sometimes, but he had a great year. I mean, you can't argue with that.
I don't know. I think he's Bradley Van Pelt who didn't go on a bender, and he's just a.
Where did Bradley Van Pelt come from?
He's the same type of quarterback. He's a mobile throw it midway, 20 yards down the field.
He's Alex Smith or somebody.
No,
like,
I mean he's not.
I don't understand what your point is.
He's an average quarterback.
Okay, he's making $17 million a year. He's being paid like an average quarterback.
I don't think that's a lot for a starting quarterback. That got you 11-5. That's what you pay.
Brian Griese can get you 11-5. Brian Griese wasn't a good quarterback.
Brian Griese never got us to 11-5.
He could get you to 11-5 is what he's saying.
He never looked at the playoffs. So
I love Brian Griese.
He's a really good commentator.
Number six, AJ Green. Talk about an overplayed player.
Yeah, way, way overpaid right now.
Almost $18 million.
At one point in time, probably
the best receiver
with the most talent. But yeah, he's overpaid.
Well, has he had a quarterback to throw him the ball? No, though?
He hasn't. And then he's another player that's had to deal with injury over the last 2 years.
Andy Dalton had some good years. Of course, Andy Dalton's one of those types that won't win a playoff game for you.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't a bad, horrible quarterback.
Bring up AJ Green's stats. I mean, he's
average. He didn't play last year, right?
Right. I think he was out all last year, and then I think he was out the year before that with injury.
Surprisingly, he played 16 games in 2020, started 14, 520 yards receiving.
Well, but they lost Joe Burrow.
That's true.
So they lost Joe Burrow after like 8 games, and then they had Brandon Whedon and
Brandon Allen.
Yeah, Brandon Allen. Thank you. And then, you know, Frankie and Joey and whoever else won the lottery ticket, and they were out there throwing. So, it's kind of hard to look at his stats. But what I would tell you is Cincinnati will probably release him this year based on that number and, go in a different direction.
If you talk about any guy who needs a trade, it's him.
He should have asked for one 3-4 years
ago. You put him in a Green Bay uniform. Oh my goodness. Get out of town, Just to say, yeah.
Aaron Rodgers would be a happy
guy. Now, next guy on the list is the topic of much conversation. Russell Wilson, quarterback, Seattle Seahawks.
I'd pay Russell Wilson coming to Denver. I'd pay him $30 million.
Yeah.
I wouldn't hesitate. All the guy does is win. He is, his frustration in Seattle has to do with the fact they have no offensive line. He keeps getting beat up every week.
Well, now he's disputing with the coaches.
Well, yeah, it's not the coaches, it's the coach's son. Have you guys heard about this?
No, it is the head coach and the head coach's son.
Yeah, the head coach's son.
What happened was Russell Wilson went in there and said, I have some ideas for the offense. And says, yeah, well, we're going to run the ball more. That's what they said. And he walked out of the meeting upset. And since then, they haven't gotten along.
And if you don't,
it's amazing. If Russell Wilson, was my quarterback and he came in and said, I want to throw the ball more, I would sit down with a pencil and a piece of paper and go, and where would you like to throw it to?
The funny thing is, it wasn't like him saying, I want to throw more. Right. It's like, we need to do this a little bit more. And they said, well, don't worry about it. We're going to run the ball more. If you remember, he started the season on fire and was talked about as being the MVP and ended the season in the shit show.
That's correct.
And it had a lot to do with that meeting is what they're saying. After that meeting,
there was
it
no
changed
chemistry.
Everything.
Yeah. Well, Seattle should do everything they can do to make him happy and to keep him.
Yeah. By the way, do you see him going to Chicago? No. A lot of rumor saying that if he goes anywhere, it's Chicago. That's where he and his fiance,
if I'm Seattle and I'm going to trade him,
Sierra.
It's going to be to an AFC team. I do not want him in the NFC.
If I'm in Seattle, I would fire Pete Carroll before I would get
They're not
going to
do that.
Well, Pete Carroll's a scumbag. He's been a scumbag since USC and the recruiting scandal that he, by the way, skipped out just in time, just got out of town just in time before that really hit. He's not a great guy. You want to talk about guys who have escaped the guillotine? That's
he's a
him.
Decent coach, but I think
he's also 87 years old.
Yeah,
I think that's exaggerated, but yes, he is an older coach.
He is.
This next one, I am not a Derek Carr fan. And I don't mean that he's a bad guy or horrible quarterback.
Bring up his stats, Hans.
I just don't think he's as good as, you know, you hear people talk about him. And I watch his games. And this was my fear when watching Drew Lock this year. I was seeing him a lot like Derek Carr. I was starting to compare. When I started feeling a little bit down on Drew Lock, it's because I'm like, he's another Derek Carr. They have potential. They have the arm. They have the talent. But they just seem to make these mistakes at times.
The worst time.
At the worst time. And Derek Carr, watching him in our division for so long, I think he's a decent quarterback, but no way should he be in the top five and being paid.
What's his number?
It's high. It's number four, $19 million after tax.
How many yards did he throw for last year?
I mean, he puts up good numbers.
4,000.
He puts up
4,100 yards, but 27 touchdowns.
But how many playoff games?
9 interceptions, 27-9 ratio. That's not bad.
But you're still talking about $19 million. It's an average quarterback salary.
Yeah, but Paul, look, he went 4-12. Look, here's his record as a starter. 6-9, 4-12, 7-9, 8-8. This is now his, what, 8th year in the league, 9th year in the league? And you've only won more than 8 games.
Once. But he was on the Raiders. Once. Though. I mean,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, and you've won more than 8 games once in that career.
He hasn't won more than 8 games. The team has won.
But I watch those games, and a lot relies on him. I'm telling you. I thought Mariota came in and played better than him last year.
If he were not on the Raiders this year, he would be.
Would you take him here?
No, I wouldn't take him here.
What?
I wouldn't either.
Over Drew Lock?
No, I think Drew Lock right now, if he doesn't improve,
you're kidding me.
Is a young Derek Carr.
Guys,
that's what we're going to see in our record. If Drew Lock. Look, he started out 3-13. What was Drew Lock this year? Well,
If I were to go out and get a quarterback and say, here's the guy I'm going to invest in, he is going to be a surefire winner, and Derek Carr's not that.
Here's the deal, Andre. Drew Lock's first 16 games, let's just go his first 16 games, right?
Okay, and compare them to Derek Carr's first 16.
Was 8-8.
Okay.
He was 8-8, and I'm going by winning. Derek Carr's first 16 game was 3-13.
He also threw 21 touchdowns to 12 interceptions. I don't think those losses were on him.
His next game,
13 of them, dude.
The next game was 7-9. So next year, if Drew Lock is 7-9, and he has the same stats, he throws 22 interceptions, 22 touchdowns, 13. You're going to be okay with that?
In Derek Carr's second season, he threw 32 touchdowns to 13 interceptions. What has Drew Lock done in his second year?
He hasn't had a second year. That's what I'm telling you. His first 16 games were the end of this year. So you got to go by the first 16 starts, and you go 3-13, and you go 8-8. Then you go. So what I'm saying is, if next year Drew Lock is your starter, okay, and he goes 7-9, we win 7 games, he goes 9, and he throws for 22 touchdowns or 32 touchdowns and 13 interceptions, you're okay with Drew Lock.
Paul has a question.
Thank you. I'm sorry. How much do we pay Drew Lock?
$3 million. $3 million.
And what is Derek Carr Cheetos. Making?
19.
Next.
You wouldn't take him on the Broncos.
No.
You wouldn't.
No. Look at his first 2 seasons.
Still back.
He's almost
got
a 3-1 touchdown to interception ratio over his career.
It doesn't matter. It's when those interceptions were made.
He also has a really hot wife.
Oh, and next on the list.
Is Trent Brown, offensive tackle, same team, Las Vegas Raiders.
Overpaid.
Yeah.
And they're regretting it today.
Yep.
Next on the list is the future quarterback of the New England Patriots, according to today's news, is Jimmy Garoppolo.
Way overpaid.
$23 million.
The guy doesn't, the one, he. I don't think he's played more than 10 games in any season that he's been the starter.
Nope.
The day they signed him to that contract, they regretted it. And if they can get rid of him and get rid of that contract, they would do it in a second. And if New England wants him, God bless him, go get him. He will... You know what? He might make it in Josh McDaniels' offense because they have so much control over what he does and what he doesn't do. But he is not a game changing quarterback.
Here's the thing. He might have taken San Francisco, helped take San Francisco to the Super Bowl. But for him, they win that Super Bowl. Their team was so solid. Their coaching was solid.
Their defense was
Defense was solid. They should have beat Kansas City that Super Bowl. He was horrible. And you know, he missed wide open receivers. He missed, I mean, I remember Emmanuel Sanders running free towards the end zone, and he overthrew him by 80 yards. Yeah. I mean, you just, I wouldn't pay him that much.
Nope.
Jimmy GQ, though, is the fanciest looking guy in the NFL.
Yes. Ask Aji about that.
Yes, he is.
Wow, him and the coach from Phoenix, whatever that guy's name is, Kingsbury or whatever.
Cliff Kingsbury?
Yeah,
really?
He's one of those, you know.
He's one of those
metrosexual guys with all the.
Here we go again, Mr. Potato Head.
He wears the goop in his hair, and he has facials.
It's called pomade. It's whatever. Pomade. Yeah. So number one of the 2021 list is
overpaid list.
Dak Prescott, $31 million, free agent currently. Would you re-sign him to that number, Paul?
They're going to have to sign him to more. His agent and him want more.
$40 million.
If I were Dallas, would I re-sign him to $31 million?
Yes.
If I were Dallas, I would to $31 million. But Leonard's right. That's not what he wants.
He wants 40.
I think that, I mean, you want to look at productivity. This guy's productivity is off the charts.
Fourth round pick.
They haven't made the playoffs in God knows how long. They haven't. And certainly if they made the playoffs, they haven't won a playoff game. So, I mean, there's a lot of issues with Dak.
In the first four seasons.
And I love Dak, by the way. When he was on the board, I wanted the Broncos to draft him in the fourth round.
God, that would be heaven sent.
I loved watching Dak play. I think the system, he's a guy that would benefit from not being in Dallas and being somewhere else. Because
the deal with Dak, and I had him as my fantasy football quarterback, when he played this year, he killed it.
Oh, yeah.
He was really good. But Dallas still wasn't winning.
No.
It was really weird because, you know, I was getting these huge amount
of
points.
They had no defense whatsoever.
And they weren't winning. I wouldn't pay Dak $30 million.
Really?
If he was open to come to Denver, maybe I would pay him $30 million. I don't know. That's a tough one.
I'd pay him $30 million to come to Denver.
I think he would be an improvement to what we have. Yeah.
He has an ego problem right now that he thinks that he's worth more than he is.
Yeah. That's what I worry about. He thought that 2 years ago they were trying to negotiate his contract.
He started five games last year, but he got injured through the fourth.
His leg was turned the wrong way.
He really played 4.5 games and he had almost 2,000 yards passing. I mean, that's pretty good.
He killed it last year.
He killed it the year before.
But they were winning.
He had almost 5,000 yards the year before. I think you pay him $30 million, you pay him $40 million.
What was their record the year before?
Well, Dallas is, you know, they got Jerry Jones and that's tough.
I understand. I'm just saying. I mean, but that's going to be the knock. That's the knock against Dak.
Here's the thing. I don't think Dallas is much better team, overall team, than the Raiders. I think they're pretty similar. He has gone 13-3, 9-7, 10-6, 8-8. So he's been, out of 5 years, he's been over 8 wins 4 times. Whereas Derek Carr, going back to Derek Carr, once.
Right.
So he is so much better than Derek Carr. So whatever Derek Carr is making times two.
So you guys said you wouldn't pay him $30 million to be a Denver Bronco.
I did say
I would pay $40 million. Would you pay $40 million for Deshaun Watson to be a Denver Bronco?
Because
they're comparable quarterbacks. I feel
no. I'd take Deshaun over Dak.
Yeah. Why?
Because I think Deshaun's history in college and what we watched him in college and what I've seen in the pro, he's a better passer. Mm-hmm. And I think Deshaun is more of a game changer, even though his team was horrible last year. I think he comes in. If you have a good team, a really good team, I think Dak can take you to the Super Bowl. I think if you have a little bit average team, I think Deshaun can take you to that level.
I think Deshaun is a better leader than Dak is.
And
on the field than Dak is.
And I think he's a better player.
Yeah.
I think he's a better quarterback.
His skill set's definitely stronger.
Yeah.
So he was the number one. Interesting to think about who would be number one on this list next year, given the free agents.
Well, one that's not up there, one close to us, is Von Miller scheduled to make 18 to 19 million. So he would have made this list.
Yeah.
That was before the charges slash not charges.
Andre, the contract is.
No, the contract is the contract is. I mean, he's scheduled to make $18 million. He's
scheduled, but they're not going to pay him that.
Well, Denver's going to try to negotiate. But if they don't, based off of what Watt got, I'm guessing he's going to be between 16 to 20 million next year, no matter what.
No. No, Watt got, you just went through this. Watt got 14. I don't think he'll get more than
Watt. You don't think so?
No,
Okay.
No. He's older than Watt.
No, they're the same age.
All right, so same age, but he's coming off of the Achilles tear or whatever that was in his leg or whatever it was. So, yeah, he's not getting more than Watt. He'll sign for the same as Watt. And by the way, all things being equal, if you have to extend him to a two-year deal at that number, I would do it if I were the Broncos and just keep him here. At
14 and a half.
Yeah,
I would just keep him here. If he takes it.
If that's what they're
the one to. That's not on there that we've talked about is Kirk Cousins. He, I don't know why he wasn't on that list because he's in the 20s as well. And I think Kirk Cousins,
hell of a quarterback.
I wouldn't pay Kirk Cousins what he's getting paid right now. He just signed that extension, and I think it's 20 something million a year. And I don't know.
I think this is the last year. No,
they signed it. Yeah, I think, but he signed the original deal for $30 million.
For 3 years.
3 years.
Right.
But then they extended it two more years.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
Because the original deal was 3 years, $80 million guaranteed.
Yes.
All guaranteed.
Yes.
And so now he signed it 2 years. Yes. That's a mistake by Minnesota.
Yes.
A lot of people saying the most overrated or overpaid player is Jared Goff.
Oh, he absolutely is. That's why the Rams had to get rid of him.
Why would Detroit take that on?
It's a push. It's a push dollars wise
because he has 1 year left. Right, on
he has
his
1 year
contract.
Left, so they can play golf this year and then get rid of him and start all over. And they can draft a quarterback.
They're
going to
draft
year.
Somebody,
right?
So you ride his suck until you get a good draft pick.
Yeah, you ride his average until you get a draft pick. Yeah, yeah. Okay. No, he is. He's an average quarterback. I mean, he's not. You know,
interesting. Okay, well, that's the list.
I think. Look, I think that there's. I think it's going to be interesting. Free agency starts next week. It'll be interesting to see how some of these contracts are changed. Some of these people are released. Leonard Williams comes to mind, you know, who we just said gets paid too much. They say he's going to be cut by the Giants. So, you know, there'll be all sorts of movement within this list. But the other thing is, you know, with the COVID new in the cap space and the reduced cap going into 2021, are these guys going to be signing? Are the owners going to be signing these guys at bargain prices? Because you're not going to get these numbers that you thought you were going to get when the cap's been cut by 15, 18%.
Well, that's what I was wondering with Dak is because, you know, he was asking for $40 million before COVID.
Yeah.
And so, you know, how did that change? Did his agent make a mistake by not signing him to maybe $34 million or whatever Dallas was offering?
I got to tell you, whenever somebody comes to you and says, I'm going to sign you to a deal worth $34 million over 3 or 4 years, and of that, it's going to be guaranteed 70%. Anytime you don't sign that deal, somewhere along the line, someone's going to look at you and go, you're an effing idiot. I mean, how dumb are you?
Yeah.
Get paid $34 million a year to play football. I mean, God bless you. I mean,
about demand and supply and demand.
Yeah, I guess so. But your demand for a $40 million quarterback is pretty small.
Right.
Your demand for a $17, $18 million quarterback, pretty high. So I don't know. I think that's going to be one that I think it'll bite him. All right, we are wrapped up for today. That was a good conversation. We are done for this week. The legal dispute with Lenny and Paul. With that, we are out.